Hey, Matt Osborne from Eureka is here. Come on up here, brother, real quick. I gave him zero warning of this, but the Bible says, Paul says that you've got 1,000 tour guides in Christ, or you've got thousands of tutors in Christ, but you have so few fathers, doesn't he? So few fathers in the faith. And the church is just desperately lacking fathers, right? Yeah. I mean, this is an epidemic in the church. We've got a lot of preachers, got a lot of people out to make a name, but we don't have very many fathers who are willing to get in and do the nitty-gritty. This is a father in the faith in Eureka. And I want you to say something into that, and I want you to pray for, because there's the fathers are out there in seed form. Like we got brothers in the faith, and they got to be called up, and so we got to pray for fathers in the church.
Yeah, so I just want to share something that happened with me. It's been going on in my life. I've got a teenage boy that is really starting to want to do stuff with his father. And I'm recognizing that, man, I got a lot to learn there. Like, he wants to be with me. And I'm starting to recognize, man, I'm not like that guy. Mm. I'm not like him, but he says I am like him, and I can walk, I can receive that, and I can walk in that. Amen. And so that's what it is, being a father in the faith, is saying, hey, you know what, Lord, you're producing your image in me, and I say yes and amen to that, and I'm willing to stand with somebody who's messy.
Yeah.
I'm willing to love them. I'm willing to walk with them and not be repulsed by them and run away when they mess up, because guess what? When you got babies, they make messes, and you clean it up. And you show them how to do it right. But that's what in Eureka, Kansas, we're really praying for and asking for fathers in the faith. Like, I don't know the proper statistical term, but like most of the people in our church are like our age. And so it's weird. We need an older generation. We need a younger generation. And so we're praying for the Lord to bring in fathers and sons.
Amen.
We need sons called forth, and people that stand up and say, yes, I'll walk with these people and I'll show them Jesus.
Amen.
So,
amen. Pray into it for us, brother.
Yeah, yep. So Father, in the name of Jesus, I just thank you so much that's who you are. Yes. You are our Father. Yes. And that because of that, we come to you and you say, come closer, come in, get right here at my feet, and I want you here.
Yes.
Oh God, thank you so much. You see Jesus, you don't see our mess, and you declare things that didn't exist to exist. And Lord, we just say thank you. And Father, I just pray for you to raise up fathers and mothers in the faith that would stand up and say, I will stand for Jesus, and I'll teach others to do the same. And and they recognize it's not their power. They're leaning on you. They're dependent on you. Oh God, in that weakness, I pray for you to move in power. For your name alone. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. That's so good. Let's just take a moment, if you would, guys. Everybody's got, everybody knows a man who maybe you're related to, maybe you just know they've got the seeds of faith in them. They've got all that they need for life and godliness, but they have yet to say yes to the call that the Lord has on their life. They have yet to fully surrender. Everybody knows a man like that, yes? I'm kind of zeroed in on fathers here tonight for some reason, but I sense the Spirit would have us, just if you would, just in the quiet of your heart, just call him forth by name. Draw them to yourself even tonight, Lord. We need these fathers in the faith. We really do. Just call them forth by name. Maybe it's one of your children. Maybe it's a father you need in your life. Maybe it's a relative, a coworker, a spouse. You know they've got faith, but they have yet to fully commit themselves. Lord, draw them tonight, God. We need men on fire, Lord, in the kingdom of God. We don't need passive men, Lord, who are just allowing everyone else to do the work. Lord, we need men baptized with the Holy Spirit, men of fire, Lord. So I pray you would draw them forth. I don't even know, I wasn't even planning on this tonight, but Holy Spirit, I'm believing you're directing us as a group to pray, to draw forth the fathers, Lord. Thousands and thousands of people giving their opinions from podiums, but we need people get down in the trenches and just walking it out and making sons and daughters in the faith. So Lord, I pray for every man in here to be a father in the faith, Lord. And I pray for everyone who's not here, everyone who will listen to this later, make them a father in the faith, Lord. I pray that you would, in that man, Lord, who's feeling like that wounded little boy who never had the fatherly example, never had the spiritual leadership, that spirit of adoption sent into his heart, crying, Abba, Father, I belong to you. I pray for the man who's in the fetal position emotionally, not able to open up. I'm praying right now, tonight, that spirit of adoption into his heart where he would cry out, Abba, Father, I belong to you. No more beating himself up. No more listening to the lies of the enemy, just responding to your love, your touch, Lord. We just need that tonight. In Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay.